When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Me out for something wet. When the vet begins to pet, I cry hooray. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, accept I may, but I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man known as Tex, who's keen to give me checks. And his checks, I fear, mean that Tex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. From Milwaukee, Mr. Fritz often dines me at the Ritz. Mr. Fritz invented Schlitz, and Schlitz must pay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Mr. Harris Plutocrat wants to give my cheek a pat. If the Harris pat means a Paris hat, but I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way.
That was the perfect voice of the one and only Eartha Kitt today on Broadway to Main Street here in the sunny hamlet of Southampton, New York. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street on WPPB 88.3 FM. And if you're wondering, why are we starting with Eartha Kitt? I mean, why wouldn't you start with Eartha Kitt? But is it because that this is the week that they released all 120 episodes of Batman on Blu-ray because she played the Catwoman? Well, no, I don't think I have enough for 58 minutes of Batman music. No, it's because if you're listening to Eartha Kitt sing that to you, and that, of course, is from Kiss Me, Kate by Cole Porter, wouldn't you feel a little, well, jealous? And that is the theme of today's program on Broadway to Main Street, which we're going to call The Green-Eyed Monster. Why, you may ask? Well, if you go to Othello by William Shakespeare, a man who knew a thing or two about conflict, you know that Iago says, "Oh, beware, my lord, of jealousy. It is the green-eyed monster which doth mock the meat it feeds on. That cuckold lives in bliss, who, certain of his fate, loves not his wronger, but oh, what damned minutes tells he o'er, who dotes, yet doubts, suspects, yet soundly loves." So we are going to look at all the men and women in different iterations of rage and retribution and pain and suffering that goes on when they, in fact, suspect and yet soundly love, as Shakespeare says. Well, we're going to go to one of the sort of nicer fringes of jealousy from a score I like very much called High Spirits, which is a musical version of Noel Coward's Blithe Spirit from 1964. And here is Louise Troy to sing as Ruth, the second wife of a man named Charles Condamine. And she's asking him about his first wife, who passed away not too long ago. And, of course, those little doubts begin to flicker in the back of her mind. Was she prettier than I?
Mm-hmm. cleverer than I, wittier than I. Walking down the street to meet you, was she prettier than I? Unless I was too afraid that you would have to confess she was cleverer than I, wittier than I, and I might as well accept it. She was prettier than I. Than you, tenderer than you, and what's more, Elvira was a good deal slenderer than you. Maybe so, but this I know, I'll show you by and by, she never could have loved you half as much.
Louise Troy from the Hugh Martin Timothy Gray score to High Spirits. Well, there is a little tinge of jealousy in Ruth's lament, and that is the theme we're exploring today on Broadway to Main Street. Some very good craftspeople in the American musical theater have used that jealousy barb, that thorn that sticks in your craw, to comic purposes, and who better than not someone you normally think of as a comic lyricist, but Oscar Hammerstein. And here are two songs about jealousy from a comic perspective. The first is from Cinderella, the score he wrote with Richard Rodgers for TV. And this is a, I believe, mid-1960s West End version. And if you know your theater history, you know that on the West End they do these things called pantomimes, which are utterly unexportable to the United States, but you have men dressing up in women's costumes and so on and so forth. So here are two men pretending to be Cinderella's two stepsisters, wondering why in the world a prince would like Cinderella and not them.
Why would a fellow want a girl like her, a frail and fluffy beauty? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a solid girl like me? She's a frothy little bubble with a flimsy kind of charm, and with very little trouble I could break her little arm. Why would a fellow want a girl like her, so obviously unusual? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a usual girl like me? Her cheeks are a pretty shade of pink, but not any pinker than a rose is. Her skin may be delicate and soft, but not any softer than a doe's is. Her neck is no whiter than a swan's. She's only as dainty as a daisy. She's only as graceful as a bird. So why should the fellows go all crazy?
Oh, why would a fellow want a girl like her? A girl who's merely lovely. Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a girl who's merely me?
What's the matter with the men?
What's the matter with the men?
What's the matter with the men?
A little more standoffish when fellers offer you a buggy ride.
I'll give an imitation of a crawfish.
cooking up some capers when I was off in Kansas City, Mo. I heard some things you couldn't print in papers from fellers who've been talking like they know.
But I only did the kind of things I order, sorta. To you I was as faithful as can be. For me, them stories about the way I lost my bloomers.
Huh?
Rumors! A lot of tempest in a pot of tea.
The whole thing don't sound very good to me.
Well, you see,
I go and sow my last wild oat. I cut out all shenanigans. I save my money, don't gamble, don't drink. Get the back room down in Flanagan's. I give up lots of other things a gentleman never mentions. But before I give up any more, I want to know your intentions. With me, it's all or nothing. Is it all or nothing with you? It can't be in between. It can't be now and then. No half and half romance will do. I'm a one-woman man, home love and tight, all complete with slivers and fight. Take me like I am or leave me be. If you can't give me all, give me nothing. And nothing's what you'll get from me.
Not even something.
Nothing's what you'll get from me.
It can't be in between.
Uh-uh.
It can't be now and then.
No half and half romance will do.
Would you build me a house all painted white, cute and clean and pretty and bright?
Big enough for two but not for three. Better look a lot like me.
The spitting image.
He better look a lot like me.
With you, it's all or nothing. All for you and nothing for me. But if a wife is wise,
Christine Ebersole and Harry Groener from the 1979 revival of Oklahoma. I love that line. He better look a lot like me. So there we have jealousy in its comic form. Now we're going to turn to jealousy in a slightly more fatal vein. This is from one of my favorite kind of outlier musicals, The Apple Tree, with a score by Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock. And it's a three-act musical, which is very rare. And the middle act is based on that old story you read in fourth grade, fifth grade, The Lady or the Tiger. And here, Princess Barbara, played indelibly by Barbara Harris, has to decide whether she's going to send her own lover, Sanjar, to his doom with a tiger rather than have him marry off the woman behind the other door. Here is Barbara Harris from The Apple Tree.
Tiger, tiger, put on your napkin. Someone is coming to dine. Ah, tiger, tiger, you do the carving. Your claws are sharper than mine. Slash him with your teeth. Smash him with your voice. What am I saying? I'd have your blood on my hands. Your
dying screams, haunting my dreams. Oh, I don't want him dead. Better dead than wed. Nobody else gets you, Sanja. How can I decide? Burial or bride? Aye, the lady or the tiger? Lady tiger, each way is torture. Each way I'm still on the rack. Sanja, Sanja, each way I lose you. Each way is hopelessly black. How can I choose? Each way I lose.
Oh, if you're a jealous lover, as the narrator says in The Apple Tree, you are in for big trouble. Barbara Harris from The Apple Tree, not knowing which way to choose. Well, Barbara Harris was in a musical the season before called On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. And that has, as an 11 o'clock number, one of the cleverer, well, not 11 o'clock number, 10:30 number, one of the cleverer songs about jealousy ever written for a musical, because here the lead character, Daisy Gamble, is jealous not of some other woman that her boyfriend is seeing, but actually jealous of herself in a previous life. Well, it's very complicated because it's Alan J. Lerner and it's On a Clear Day, but here is Edie Gourmet to sing one of the finer Lerner Lane songs that makes jealousy into quite a Mobius strip, I suppose, of regret. What did I have that I don't have?
What did I have that I don't have? What did he like that I lost track of? What did I do that I don't do the way I did before? What isn't there that once was there? What have I got? A great big lack of something in me that he could see that beckons to him no more. I'm just a victim of time. I've so lived in my prime, out of date and outclassed by my past. What did he love that there's none of? What did I lose? The sweet warm neck of. Wouldn't I be the late great me if I knew how? What did I have I don't have now? What did he like that I'm not like? What was that charm?
Edie Cormier singing a tortured song of self, well, jealous, self-love. I don't know how you'd explain all that. From On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. So, sorry fans, I didn't give you Barbara Harris there, but I really love Edie Cormier's version. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street from WPPB 88.3 FM. And today Main Street is going down the road of that green-eyed monster, jealousy, as Iago has it in Othello. Stephen Sondheim was always very good at writing about the more complex emotions of the human psyche. That's why we love him, and that's why he changed the American musical. Here are two songs about jealousy, one of which is a wife who wonders what her husband is up to, sung by Mary Testa from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum Revival. And then we'll hear Alexis Smith sing from Follies, from a tribute album, which I like a lot better than the original cast album, in which her jealousy isn't quite as apparent as it might be. But first, let's go back to the song was written in 1962, from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Here's Mary Testa.
For over 30 years, I've cried myself to sleep, assailed by doubts and fears so great, the gods themselves would weep. The moment I am gone, I wonder where he'll go. In all your simple honesty, you can't begin to know. Man is here somewhere, cavorting with someone young and fair, disporting in every shameless whim. Just wait till I get my hands on him, I'll hold him and hold him. Where is he? That dirty old man, where can he be? Profaning our vows for all to see, complaining how he's misunderstood, abusing me. If he only would our love, sweet love, why hide? You vermin, you worm, you villain, come this embrace your bride. Wherever he is, I know he's still an angel, my angel. Where is lascivious, loathsome, lying, lazy, dirty old man, a fool.
Wave the years away with a quick goodbye. How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart, lover, could I recover? Give up the joys I have known? Not to fetch your pills again every day at 5. Not to give those dinners for 10 elderly men from the UN. How could I survive? Could I leave you and your shelves of the world's best books and the evenings of martyred looks, cryptic sighs, sullen glares from those injured eyes, leave the quips with a sting, jokes with a sneer, passionless lovemaking once a year, leave the lies ill-concealed and the wounds never healed and the game's not worth winning and wait, I'm just beginning. What leave you, how could I leave you? What would I do on my own? Putting thoughts of you aside in the south of France, would I think of suicide? Darling, shall we dance? Could I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain? Would it pass? it would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age in the grass? I'll bet your ass. But I've done that already. Oh, didn't you know, love? Tell me, how could I leave when I left long ago? Love, could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Well, I guess you could leave me the house, leave me the flat, leave me the Brocks and Chagalls and all that. You could leave me the stocks for sentiment's sake, and 90% of the money you make, and the rocks and the cooks. Darling, you keep the drugs. Angel, you keep the books. Honey, I'll take the ground. Sugar, you keep the spinning, and all of our friends. And just wait a goddamn minute. What leave you, how could I leave you? Sweetheart, I have to confess. Could I leave you? Yes. Will I leave you? Will I leave you?
Well, let's see a show of hands. Do you think she will leave him? Anybody? Oh, well, a lot of hands went up. Yes. Alexis Smith singing from a Sondheim musical tribute, the song that made her second time huge comeback in Follies, Could I Leave You? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are looking at that green-eyed monster, jealousy, and how it fuels some really interesting emotions and scenes and conflicts in our great Broadway musicals. And the time has now come, of course, for that thing you always wait for in anything that involves jealousy, are the two rivals face to face, or claw to claw, as the case may be. And here are two separate jealousy duets. In fact, that's the title of the first one from Threepenny Opera. And then we'll hear a song from Keane. But here is Blair Brown and Caroline Cava fighting over Raul Julia from the 1976 revival of the Threepenny Opera. Lyrics by Bertolt Brecht, score by Kurt Weill.
Come on out, you blossom of Soho. Let us see your legs, my little sweetheart. I knew you had such a dainty ankle, but I'd love to see a more complete part. They tell me that Max says you're behind his sofa. Did he now? Did he now? Your gut. Fancy you as lucky slut. Slut would know another slut. Oh, how not hard to know what part of her delights him so. Watch it, little, my dear. Watch it, little, over here. Watch it, little, my dear. Watch it, little, over here.
civilized people face a crisis calmly, never lose their tempers, nor display their spleens. Now, Miss Danby is a pupil here.
Really? What is it she intends to learn?
I'm not quite sure I like her tone. And what's that question really mean?
I'm not quite sure I like Miss Danby. You should give up teaching, King.
So that's the way the play comes out.
So what's the way? What play comes out?
Othello doesn't seem to be the character who's turning green.
Ladies, please. Civilized people, discipline their passions. Don't descend to venom. Shun the pronged tongue. Now, Miss Danby's here to be of help.
So I see. How good of her to give herself.
How good to have some left to give. But that's what comes of being young.
Perhaps I should remind you, sir, the child molesters do get hung.
They're hanging witches too, I hear.
Which you should bear in mind, my dear.
I thought that scorpions dropped dead the moment that their sting was stung.
Ladies, civilized people, stay in their own corners. Don't come out hissing like Egyptian asps. Now, your dressing room, Miss Danby, please.
I do not have a dressing room.
Some actor will oblige, I'm sure.
But I don't know their secret door.
You hear these insults rained on me and you do not demur.
Will you allow this slur upon my reputation, sir?
You're acting like the cad they say you are.
I beg your pardon.
You're not a very gallant looking boy.
Now, just a minute. A gentleman is gentle and in general acquiesces, but not when he is leapt upon by leopardesses. How can one be civilized when others are barbarians? Barbarians, 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 barbarians.
The
jungle rings them round about. Oh, how can one be civilized when dealing with barbarians?
You called, sir?
Yes, Solomon. Have you found Miss Danby a dressing room?
It's waiting, sir.
Thank you, Solomon. Thank you. Civilized people, if perchance they backslide, soon regain their presence and their dignities. Until later.
Until later.
Until later.
Oh, I must have left my gloves.
Please.
Civilized people. Civilized people.
Civilized people. Living grace.
Living grace.
Wow, Alfred Drake, you got that low note. Good for you. That was from Keane, a very charming score in which Alfred Drake is fought over by two women who are entranced by his great talent as an actor. Well, before I get cards and letters saying the only jealousy duets I play are about two women ready to claw each other's eyes out, let us go to On the 20th Century with a score by Cy Coleman and our good friends Betty Comden and Adolph Green. Here is John Cullum and in his Broadway debut Kevin Kline as two rivals for the affection of Madeline Kahn. Mine from On the 20th Century.
The mirror tells me she's mine. The mirror tells me she'll be mine again.
your flashing wit,
your flashing eyes,
your brilliant brain,
your brutal thighs.
These are the tools you've got at your command
to make her mind,
to keep her mind,
to make her mind.
Your crooked smile,
your inner fire
that spells romance,
that sparks desire.
Cuddly, crunchy,
you've got what the ladies cry for.
Crafty, cunning,
you are what they gladly die for.
Talent, genius,
you're the stuff that dreams are made of.
Hey, man lover,
what have you to be afraid of? What have you to be afraid of? You're almost perfect, but one thing is true. You need her desperately, but she does not need you.
She runs the show.
She runs the show.
She leads the band.
She leads the band.
The royal flush.
The royal flush.
Is in her hand.
Is in her hand.
Face it, old boy, you can't afford to fail.
Must not fail.
Dare not fail.
Will not fail.
So flash that wit.
And flash those eyes.
And use that brain.
And use those thighs.
Hey team, yay team, break right through the line. There is no stronger challenge than an independent woman. You can do it, you can do it.
Got to keep her,
got to make her mine.
John Cullum and Kevin Kline, aren't they admirable and masculine and dueling and everything? Well, we're looking at jealousy today on Broadway to Main Street, and even jealousy, and we've all felt it at one time or another, can be charming in the right hands. And here are two charming songs from the late, 1948, I think, and the mid-1950s, from High Button Shoes, with a score by Julie Stein, and The Pajama Game. Here are two wonderful songs. We're going to hear the first one from Jerome Robbins Broadway, sung by Jason Alexander and Faith Prince, and then we'll move on to The Pajama Game, and you'll know what song that's going to be. But first, I Still Get Jealous from High Button Shoes.
Time has treated our love kindly, for I still adore you blindly. There can never be another love for me. I still get jealous when they look at you. I may not show it, but I do. It's more than I can bear when they start to stare. Guess they think you're too good to be true. I still get jealous when we kiss goodnight, unless you hold me extra tight. And dear, I know a secret you didn't know I knew. I still get jealous 'cause it pleases you. Remember the time you winked at a guy and I got a punch in the eye?
I may not show it, but I do.
Why can't you flirt with the guys that are small instead of the guys that are tall?
It's more than I can bear.
Inside.
When they start to stare.
Oh, my bride.
Guess they think you're too good to be
the
true.
The fella that marries the homelier kind settles for peace of mind.
Jealous when we kiss goodnight.
Your kisses are sweet. I like them a lot. They're worth all the trouble I got.
Unless you hold me extra tight.
Because I'm jealous as can be, I wish that you would flirt with me.
And dear, I know a secret you didn't know I knew. I still get jealous, 'cause it pleases you.
Hi, Paul.
I've learnt my lesson, Mabel. I'll never be jealous again.
You stick to that now.
Absolutely.
That's easier said than done.
I can do it.
I knew it. But let's take an example, just for fun. Picture this. You're sitting and waiting for her to come back from a date.
There I am. I'm sitting and waiting for her to come back from a date.
Here she comes. Her blouse is unbuttoned, her stockings are not very straight.
Here she comes. Her blouse is unbuttoned, her stockings are not very straight.
Later on, she gets a bouquet with a card in it saying to baby, you were great. Well, Heinze, what would you do then?
I would trust her. I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous again.
Nice work, Heinze.
No, I know I can
do
it,
Mabel. Now let's take another example. Picture this. You've nothing to do, so you drop into chat for a while.
There I am. With nothing to do, so I drop in the chat for a while.
Something's up. The window is open and Gladys is forcing a
smile. Something's up. The window is open and Gladys is forcing a smile.
Then you see a shirt and a tie and a pair of pants in a nice, neat little pile. Well, Heinze,
I would trust her. I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous. I'll never, 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 never be jealous again.
That's the stuff, Heinze. You're practically cured.
There will be no more nightmares to sleep through. No more keyholes to peep through.
No more bushes to creep through.
That's my plan.
Well, now that you're a new man, picture this. You go to your sweetie's apartment, you borrow the key.
There I am,
I go to my sweetie's a pop and I borrow the key.
There she is. She's giving a sailor a very affectionate squeeze.
There she is. She's giving a sailor a very affectionate squeeze.
Then, to boot, she tells you she was in the arms of her cousin who's back from overseas.
A cousin back from overseas? Do you expect me to
believe?
I would trust her. I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous. I'll never, 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 never be jealous again.
What do we think? Do we think Heinze will be jealous again? Well, of course he will be. That's the rest of the pajama game. Eddie Foy and Rita Shaw, one of my favorite duets of all time. Well, jealousy does, of course, have its tragic side. Here is a beautiful ballad from Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's St. Louis Woman, rendered impeccably by Audra McDonald.
I had myself a true love, a true love who was something to see. A true love, at least that's what I kept on telling me. The first thing in the morning, I still tried to think up a way to be with him so.
What a performance, what a song. Audra McDonald from St. Louis Woman. I mean, she sings about that gal in that damn saloon. That really touches into the deepest vein of jealousy and envy. Always such an important idea, conflict in a musical. And envy may be one of the seven deadly sins, but certainly it's good to go to on your dramatist shelf in a musical or a play or otherwise. That's what we've been looking at today on Broadway to Main Street, the idea of that green-eyed monster, jealousy in various forms and in various shows. And even though we've all felt jealousy at one time or another, we usually feel it more strongly or most strongly when we're perhaps deeply in love with that person, the object of our affection. And sometimes it comes out very interestingly when you can't even admit that to yourself. And if you'd ask me which song would render that idea most emphatically, I would look at the very end of My Fair Lady, that great Lerner and Lowe classic. And I have to take this moment to remind listeners that I have recently edited a two-volume set for the esteemed Library of America called American Musicals, 16 Broadway Classics, 1927 to 1969. And it includes 16 great American musicals, book and lyrics. And how could you do that and not include My Fair Lady, which for many people is the most elegant and well-written musical of all time? So we have that if you want to, thinking of your Broadway fans out there, your friends who might like an excellent holiday present. But enough shilling. We are going to go to the final number in My Fair Lady, and we're going to go to a rendition I like very much because it's impeccably acted and also sung rather nicely by Ian Richardson from a revival, I think the 75-76 season, that I remember as if it were yesterday, one of the great performances I've ever seen. So with all apologies to Rex Harrison, who may be jealous somewhere up in heaven that we're playing Ian Richardson, here is Ian Richardson singing our final song about jealousy on today's program of Broadway to Main Street. It is, of course, I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face.
I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune she whistles night and noon, her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again. And yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. Mary Freddy, I can see her now, Mrs. Freddy Ainsford Hill, in a wretched little flat above a store. I can see her now, not a penny in the till, and the bill collector beating at the door. She'll try to teach the things I taught her, and end up selling flowers instead, begging for her bread and water, while her husband has his breakfast in bed. Ah! In a year or so, when she's prematurely gray and the blossom in her cheek has turned to chalk, she'll come home and lo, he'll have upped and run away with a social climbing heiress from New York. Poor Eliza, how simply frightful, how humiliating, how delightful. How poignant it will be on that inevitable night when she hammers on my door in tears and rags, miserable and lonely, repentant and contrite. Will I let her in or hurl her to the wolves? Show her kindness or the treatment she deserves? Will I take her back or throw the baggage out? I'm a most forgiving man, the sort who never could, ever would, take a position and staunchly never budge. I'm just a most forgiving man. But I shall never take her back. If she was crawling on her knees, let her shiver, let her moan, let her promise to atone, I will slam the door and let the hellcat freeze. Marry Freddy! Ha! But I'm so used to hear her say good morning every day. Her joys, her woes, her highs, her lows are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I'm very grateful she's a woman and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit one can always break. And yet, I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air. Accustomed to her face.
I want to be a lady in a flower shop. Steady selling flowers at the corner of Tottenham Court Road. But they won't take me unless I can talk more genteel. Well, you said you could teach me. Well, here I am, ready to pay, not asking any favour. Treats me as if I was due. I know what lessons cost and I'm ready to pay.
It's almost irresistible. She's so deliciously low. So horribly dirty.
I washed my face and hands before I came. I did.
Eliza? Where the devil are my slippers?
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.